This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. This is one of the biggest race days along the Gulf Coast. The Lee Fields 100 is finally here at Mobile International Speedway. Good morning at 8:06. What a super show we've got for you. Tim Bryant standing by. Last night, the pits were packed. Last night at MIS, no place to park. Seven divisions of racing. He's standing by, but also he's got to tell us about the next race at Five Flags Speedway. So lots to cover with Tim. He's going to be here with the vintage cars as well. Now, as we move forward, Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway, a great night of racing last night, had a good field of cars out there Friday night. The next race will be September 13th. Joe McArdle will talk about it. And we've got Andrew Nolan in his first radio appearance, I guess you could say. He drives the 15A Pro Challenge truck, and he's also trying to look into super stocks and moving up. He races with me on the United States Fire Department racing team locally along the Gulf Coast. Had a great night last night, but ended up not where he wanted it to be. And that happens in racing, doesn't it? So, Andrew, he's going to stand by. Also, Jay Wells, well, Deep South Speedway took the weekend off. Let's celebrate again all the other races that are going on. But, whoa, when they come back next weekend, September 7th, the Cajun Wing Sprint cars are returning. You want to see that with five divisions of racing, and Jay is on the way. And then Dustin Long with MRN. If you haven't heard the latest news, at Atlanta, Ricky Stenhouse, he grabs his first career pole. And then, if you haven't heard about this, what a story that he wrote at MRN.com. The feud has boiled over between Felix Sabatis, the owner, or co-owner, I should say, of Earnhardt Ganassi Racing, and Kenny Wallace. These guys are going at it. It's classic good old boy racing kind of thing. And we're going to see that tonight, and I'm telling you, Tim Bryant joins us. Good morning, Tim. This is a special, this is Mobile Snowball Derby, and this is such a big race, and you were there last night to practice, and again, there is no room in the pits. It's going to be huge tonight.
Well, I tell you, the weekend got off to a great start and a strong turnout of cars last night. We practiced from 5 until, we had to take a little break to do clean up of some carnage for an unfortunate accident. And we finished practice around 9:45, went on and had the Hoosier Tire pit party, which was everybody was on their best behavior last night and had a great time. And, today it's down to business.
Yeah, and now let's talk about what today is all about. It's the Lee Fields 100. Again, everyone, because we have so many new listeners. Lee Fields really took Mobile International Speedway when it was built. Not when he didn't build it, but when he took it after a couple of years, he made it what it is today, and you carry on the tradition. And talk a little bit about some of the things that Lee was known for.
Well, I'll tell you, you just can't drive in the gate at Mobile International Speedway without seeing Lee Fields. His presence is felt here at each and every event, and it's an honor to have a race to pay tribute to Lee. I think a lot of guys will make special efforts to run in this race year after year. Lee being the great wrestling wrestler and wrestling promoter that he was, a lot of folks from that side always like to be around for the Lee Fields Memorial. In fact, we're really excited to get. Of course, Cowboy Bob Kelly will be making an appearance here tonight. Charlie Merrill, the longtime flagman at Mobile International Speedway, is going to be at the races tonight. Wow. Cecil Jones, for people that go way back, was a fixture in the 70s, a great racer from the Mobile area, is indicated he's going to be at tonight's race. And we're looking for some of the other, I hate to use the word old time, but some of the former racers.
Classic drivers. Classic.
There you go. Thank you so much. But all that said, we've got a 100 lap Midwest Cooling Towers Pro Late Model event tonight. Of course, a championship battle royal going on between Josh Bragg and Bryce Dulabon. And a good field of cars on hand last night, and a few more coming in today. We're expecting a strong field of cars for that 100-lap event. And then, of course, we got the pro trucks. By the way, we had some pro trucks we'd not seen before practicing last night. looking for a strong field in that division. The Prater Realty Pro Truck division, the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman, always exciting. The Island Motors 2 Bombers, Prater Realty Super Stocks. We're going to have some cars there. Oki Mason comes to mind. Oki's driving in both the Pro Truck class and the Super Stock division, which race their features back to back. So he's going to be one busy guy tonight.
He's going to lose weight sweating. I can tell you. It's simple as that. Hey, and let's talk about what you know. You've done things different this year with the Pro Late models, and the fans have really liked it. You've kind of done the twin 50s, as we've called it. You do a 20-lap, 30-lap, but tonight this is 100-lap straight. Cautions don't count, or do they?
No, it's 100 green flag laps. Yeah, it's kind of similar to what some of the races were last year. Yeah. There's some, you know, pretty good sized purse on the line tonight. It's brought in some heavy hitters. Mike Garvey, who was so strong in a pro late model racing last night, was here last night with the Tracy Goodson machine. Ronnie Sanders' car will be here tonight with Hunter Robbins behind the wheel. So they're coming out of woodwork. When you run extra laps and you got extra money on the line, you always see some ringers.
Yeah, and also I've got to give props to the Presley brothers and Steve and Davis, who won that race at Five Flags. But I'm hearing maybe the axle broke or something broke just coming out of four, and he wrecked that car pretty good. But that car will be there tonight, and I don't know if they were at practice last night, but I know they'll be ready to go too.
They were practicing last night. The car, as the Pressler brothers always present it, looked spotless. It was hard to believe that, what, 8 days ago, that thing was a basket case. So they've had a tough week. They've worked hard, but the car looked fast last night. So I know Steven would like to reward them guys tonight with another win.
Yeah, if anyone could do it, he can. But again, the competition is going to be great. And again, this level of racing and the stars, the regional and even national stars coming tonight to race. If you guys have not been out to Mobile International Speedway, let's start the holiday weekend off this way. The beach is going to be packed. Don't worry about that. Racing, seven divisions. You even got the motorcycles tonight.
Yeah, we had a pretty good group of the motorcycles. The two-wheel bunch was here last night for the Halls Motorsports Southern Motorcycle Asphalt Racing Series event. This is a makeup, you know. We from our July 27th race, that was originally scheduled, so we added them into the Lee Fields, and it ended up being a good move. It looks like we're going to pick up some extra riders tonight, looking for the strongest field of motorcycles we've ever had.
Man, and obviously, let's go through the time the gates open and when the fans can start rolling out.
Well, we're going to start practicing a little earlier today with the extra divisions, but the gates, grandstand gates, as they always do, will open at 4 o'clock. I think we're going to start qualifying somewhere around 5:30 tonight, 5 o'clock, 5:30 in that area. And, of course, we're going to run our first event, which will be the Southern Motorcycle Asphalt Racing Series Novice Feature, and that will roll at 7 p.m., and from that time on, it's going to be racing and more racing.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. I want to take just a couple minutes to switch gears to the other track. Obviously, you've got Snowball Derby tickets on sale. Want to hit that, but also you've got a great race coming up next Friday. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I saw on Tracy Soul's Facebook that it's double points night. Is that right?
For the Sportsman and Bomber divisions, next Friday night at Pensacola, it is our double points night. And by the way, it's double points night tonight at MIS for Sportsman and Bomber. We might see a little shake up there, a little extra incentive on the line. But, back in action next Friday night, Pensacola, open wheel modified, super stock Sportsman, Bombers, and we've added in the Southern Vintage Racing Series for something a little extra. The old coupes will be bringing back memories as they circle Five Flags.
Well, you know, they look like a lot of the older cars that used to race here before, don't they?
They sure do. Yeah, it's another trip down memory lane. We're looking forward to those guys being there. It's been a long time since they've raced on asphalt. They've been racing on the dirt tracks of the Southeast, but looking for a pretty good, strong field of cars there too. Those guys are excited about getting back at Five Flags.
Well, I know you've got so much to do today to prepare, so we'll let you go here in a minute. But really quick, how can we get our Snowball Derby tickets still?
Well, Snowball Derby tickets are on sale. Simply call the Speedway. We're a bit old-fashioned, but we kind of like it that way. We don't do online ticket sales. We like to talk to folks and make sure that they get the best seats that they possibly can. So simply call Five Flag Speedway or come by the track if you want to and pick up your tickets. If you do a phone order, why, we can hold the tickets at the will call window. They'll be there when you get there. Ticket sales are going well, but we've still got some good seats left.
Oh, I guarantee it's going to be huge. Good luck tonight. Can't wait to hear all about it, and we'll have you back on next weekend. And talking about not just the Lee Field winners, but obviously you're going to talk about racing at Five Flags next weekend. And, of course, you guys can always follow both tracks on Facebook. So, Tim, thank you so much, and enjoy the day, my friend.
Thank you, Kane. We appreciate all you do for Gulf Coast Racing.
Oh, man, this is a pleasure. Trust me. All right, coming up next, we're going to shift gears to the small track, our own private Bristol in our backyard is what I call it. It's Sunny South Raceway. Go to sunnysouthraceway.org and check out the track. I'll be right back. Back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Deep South Speedway taking the weekend off. Again, they'll have the Cajun Sprint Cars next weekend. Sunny South Raceway, Joe McArdle standing by to give us all the details on all the divisions last night. Also, Mobile Regional Airport now with new nonstop flights to Chicago through United. It's a great way to check out the Windy City from the Port City. Well, not bad racing at all last night. Sunny South Raceway, I like to call it our own private Bristol in our backyard. And man, it's my favorite track. I can't lie. I love it quite a bit. Joe McArdle joins us. And again, a big night last night. Lots of divisions, lots of cars, and maybe a little bit of carnage. A couple few accidents here and there.
For sure, for sure. Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing, man?
Oh, doing great, man. Doing great. Again, yeah. We're ready for a great race weekend. And you guys kicked it off, had all the divisions. Kind of want to talk about who was there last night and how they did.
Well, we kicked it off last night with three classes of go-karts. We had our Mighty Mites back, and the junior one champs and the senior pro clones. And, of course, as you know, in the Mighty Mites, everybody's a winner,
yeah.
So we don't do a 1-2-3. Junior one champs, Garrett Little got his first win, followed by the 522 of Aaron Tompkins, and little Kyle Bean come in third. Real strong race by the little guy in the 22. Real, real strong.
These guys, I've enjoyed watching them this year because these guys are really getting better. And, I mean, I could almost see some of these young kids going up to full carts even sooner than what I think they should. But, I mean, the talent there, they're not afraid, man.
Oh, they're not afraid.
At all.
Right. And the feature, Garrett, I think he led every lap. But in doing so, he had pressure the whole race. But the little guy just stood there and held his ground and kept her up front, and, you know, that's what it takes.
Awesome.
We had the 522 and the 14 behind him, and you know, the 14, he's nobody's slow boy at all. I mean, he's going to try something. Coming out of four, he would make that wide swing to gather momentum, and he would almost, like, draw up even with the second place, but you know, second place had momentum, but it wasn't because he didn't try. And then we had the senior clones.
Now, these guys, these are the adults, and these are the guys who, they've got special things they put on their tires, from heaters to they really soak the tires to get the grip. And these guys look like they draft out there, too.
Man, let me tell you something. These guys here, I know whatever they do. In fact, I don't even want to know what all they do.
No kidding.
But some of them is doing it better than the other. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, yeah.
That 61 of Hunter Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
I asked a couple people last night what he's doing, because when he comes, I'm looking at him straight down the straightaway.
Oh yeah.
And what he's doing, or what he's not doing, he doesn't move. The steering wheel doesn't move. It's like he's on a slot. Remember the slot car?
Yeah.
He comes out of four, and just. Same line, lap after lap after lap. Of course, he's in front, fresh air, and all stuff. But the car doesn't move. The helmet doesn't move. The car doesn't move. The hands on the steering wheel doesn't move. And he just constantly out front. Round and round.
Racing karts, he raced. He did the same thing. Anytime he shows up in his crew, forget about it. Well,
he used to run down there with the mini stock.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He had those TCI cars, those blue and white Fords.
Yep, sure enough. Yep.
But anyway, and then we had the little race for second. We had Tatum Wilson in the 17. And I think last lap, this 14 come up, this Jason Maddox.
Oh, yeah.
He jumped up there and got Tatum. So it was Hunter, Jason, and Tatum, 1, 2, 3.
Let me ask you real quick, how fast do you think these guys are going on your track?
Well, I looked at the time. We got them on transponders. Yeah. I looked at the times last night. Now, Hunter come in fast time, and it was in the 1350s.
Wow.
Right. Now, you can figure a 13-second lap is around an average of 6 miles an hour.
Jeez.
So you can go from there. But now,
inch off the ground. No, yeah, no seatbelts. No roll cage.
No seatbelt.
Just
so we flipped this thing. We want to get away from it.
Yeah,
I never could buy into that.
They're done that. Right.
I never could buy into that. All right, and then we had Pro Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And what can I say? That boy Cole Daffron.
Yeah.
He's something else. He couldn't. They broke coming in. So he didn't get to qualify, so he tagged the heat, won that. They inverted, he won that. That boy, he's strong, too.
Well, number seven. And he's running for the national championship, too.
He's running for the national championship. He is going to be the Alabama champion in our region.
Yeah.
And then come the big race, we will go from there. He's got some strong contenders from Florida. He's got the 16 out of Plato, out of Birmingham.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an interesting race.
Yeah, you talk about the big race. Now, again, if folks, you haven't heard yet, Sunny South Raceway out in Grand Bay, who's already had one national race, has got the nationals now, October 4th through the 5th. These are everyone in the nation coming in this region to your track to go for the championship, and these are the Pro Challenge cars and trucks. These guys are quarter scale, running on motorcycle motors, essentially, and man, they are amazing to watch. I've got Andrew Nolan, who actually qualified second last night at the track, coming up for his first radio interview in a few minutes, and he's been one that's really been learning how to drive these trucks and cars, and he's got a good-looking truck, too.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Andrew qualified second.
Yeah.
Had a little trouble with the feature, broke the J-bar, the Panhard bar on the rear. But we had Cole Daffron, a little Ronnie Osborne finished second, mm-hmm. and Paul Elmore was in there for third. And then in the Bandos, Connors O'Kresic. What can I say?
That's right.
He's going to do his thing. And we had to put Josie in the school car because she put hers in the wall and ruined it.
Ooh, what happened? Man.
That race before
okay,
that.
That's right. Okay, that's from the last race, yeah. So it was total then.
Right, it was total. So we put her in the school car, and she finished second, and Riley Matthews finished third. And then in the Stingers, you had the 07 to Brent Hill, Daniel Martin finished second, Daryl Blaine finished third. And then, in the legends, bad legends, Hunter Lewis won, Connie Dubuisson finished second, with Joseph McCall in third. Now, I will say, probably the fastest car out there was the 32. He set the 7-up, made a clean pass on him, going down the back straightaway. But coming out of four, he made that little bobble. And Lewis, he ain't nobody's rookie. He made the switch over and got the lead back.
Man.
And then mixed up the white flag. But it was some good racing overall. I was proud of everybody. We had some good race, good clean racing for a change.
Yeah, for a change.
It is what it is.
Well, that's true. You got to speak the truth. Now, your schedule's not done yet. You go to the end of September. That's so great about the Gulf Coast. You start up in March, essentially, and you can race all the way almost through the end. But the next race you guys have will be double points for all divisions, including the last trip for the Bombers.
Yes, sir. September the 13th, we'll do double points. We'll do the Bombers, and we will qualify the Stingers for their chance at the records this year.
Now, let me ask you, with the season wrapping up, are there any really close shakeups? I mean, with this double points, what do you see that can happen in some of these divisions?
Well, you have, let's see, probably the Stinger and the Legend with double points could affect that.
Yeah.
Everything else is just like almost a runaway.
Yeah.
So you have two classes that if certain things went the wrong way, we could have a new leader.
Well, there you go. There you go. I want to take a minute really quick, too, and just take a moment away. And I know you didn't know I was going to do this, but I want to talk about what's been going on in your family life. You've had an amazing, amazing week this week. Can you share a couple minutes of that?
Sure. I'd be glad to, man.
Good. Listen to this, everybody.
All right. Thursday, my son had a successful kidney transplant.
Awesome.
Went through flying colors. The nurse told us that on the operating table he started urinating, and they weren't expecting it, which is a good sign. As soon as they hooked up all the tubes and everything, everything went great, and I got to see him late that night. Of course, he was all doped up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it was good to see him. We got up Friday morning and went back and seen him. And had a little color in his face and in good spirits. I mean, you know, this has been going almost on for 18 months.
Yeah.
Make a long story short, after we left about noon Friday and come home. The nurses got him out of bed and walked him up and down the hallway, and he survived that. My sister-in-law, who gave a kidney, they have a new thing up there now. It's called pairing. Three donors, three recipients. In fact, today, it's something new again. They sign a release, so to speak, and everybody involved will meet today.
Wow.
At 1 o'clock.
That's awesome. So you guys get to see the donors, and you guys get to meet
each other. I wish I could have been there. I mean, that dude, whoever it might, you know, it could be a man or a woman.
Yeah.
I would have welcomed her and my family in a minute. In fact, she is in my family. I just don't know who they are.
It's been a nightmare for your family, and to work close with you at the racetrack and see the struggles and all the things you have to deal with, just be a promoter of racetrack, your day job, and then you've got this with your family. I just wanted to share that you guys have become such a tight family. You already guys were, but, you know, praise be to God for getting it through that. You know, you guys have done, you know.
Well, you know, without God, we're nothing. I mean, we need all the help we can get.
Yeah, Lord, don't we? Don't we all?
We think we're in charge, and we think we know everything, but bottom line is we need him.
Yeah.
We, talking about tight family, we took 25 people up there.
Oh, my gosh.
We own that waiting room.
Good for you. Well, I can't wait. I know this will get him 100%, and I know he's a racer. So I can't wait for the first race back to see him in a car. Is that something he's talked about?
Oh, man. We've got a brand new legend car in the garage now waiting on the
That's awesome.
And all I'm going to say is just look for the white 44 next year.
With that happy thought, I'm so proud. Congratulations. SunnySouthRaceway.org. Enjoy the family time this weekend, and I appreciate you being part of the show.
We'll see you, Kane. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Joe McCarnell again, and that's just great news from his family. A racing community's a tight group knit. You know, we might not like each other on the track, but afterwards, we all got each other's back. Coming up next, Andrew Nolan. He's one of the drivers we were just talking about, the Pro Challenge Cars and Trucks. He's coming up next, Jay Wells with Deep South Speedway, and NASCAR with Dustin Long with MRN. It's all still to come. The last 30 minutes coming up. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we podcast the show at usfdracing.org. Now, that's United States Fire Department Racing. They're out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. I've been lucky enough to be with Jim Board and his great group for the second year. And these guys go around, race all over the country. We've got teammates from all over the country. And we race to bring awareness to the volunteer fire departments. And there's so many great drivers out there. And we got a young driver who just joined the team. His name is Andrew Nolan. Now, he started racing when he was 6 years old. He started his racing career like a lot of people do, the junior champ cars in Pensacola. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But let's bring him in, first of all. Andrew, after a late night racing at Sunny South Raceway, you got up early for us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Well, man, let's talk about, first of all, we were talking, I messed up, I said 15A, I know better. You are driving the 13A Pro Challenge truck. Now, before I get into what this is and how you get started, what is a Pro Challenge truck?
A Pro Challenge truck is pretty much a Craftsman truck, but it's three-quarter scale.
Mm-hmm.
It has coilovers, a sway bar, a quick change rear end.
Wow, so it's pretty much a real race car, just kind of a smaller version, right?
Yes, sir.
What kind of motors are you guys running in these?
You can run an 11,000 1100cc motorcycle engine, a 1200 restricted, and a 1000 fuel injected.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's, and now which one, what do you got in your truck?
I got an, I have 1100.
You wish you had 11,000, didn't you? Well, Andrew, let's talk a little bit about how you got started. Actually, your family's been involved with racing for a long time, your dad, your brother as well. How did you get involved starting racing?
One night, my dad was like, hey, do you want to go check out the kart, the racing at the kart track? And I was like, sure. So, and then we got started from there. We thought it was pretty cool, so my dad started racing a flat cart, and then we got, me and my brother got involved.
And you started, right, in the junior champ carts, is that right? And that's kind of almost looks like a miniature sprint car. You've got a full roll cage in there and everything, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and obviously it didn't take you long. You've got you've moved up, and you and your brother have battled for championships and divisions, and now you guys are going to do that again next year because he'll come down also back with you, and you'll be running along the Gulf Coast, and probably, I don't know, are you guys going to travel to other tracks with your Pro Challenge car and truck?
Yes, sir.
Where are some of the other tracks you think you guys would go to? Because I'm just not familiar where else they race them.
There's a couple in Georgia and a couple in Florida.
Okay, very cool. So that, well, we'll look forward to you. Let's talk about how you teamed up like I did with United States Fire Department Racing. This is such a great organization. I mean, to say, especially at your age, how old are you now, Andrew?
I am 13.
13 years old. You're already on a national racing team, which is amazing. What does the USFD Racing do, and how are you helping them out?
With the USFD Racing, it's racing to inform people about the volunteer firemen and their needs.
Well, and you do something cool at every track, especially at Sunny South. We've got some goodies from Jim Board and the guys at USFD Racing. What do?
At the racetracks during the intermission, we give away smaller fire extinguishers.
Yeah, and those are great because they go. That's perfect if you're into pits and you know whether you're burning the hamburgers or you got the brakes hot, you can use it for sure. So, well, let me ask you, how has your season been so far at Sunny South Raceway, Andrew?
We've had a couple bumpy starts, but until last week, it's been tight. Mm-hmm. And we had a help setting up the car from Mike Garvey.
Oh, wow. Now, we're talking about the Mike Garvey that's running tonight and his pro late model at Mobile. That Mike Garvey, the Mike Garvey that runs trucks, you've got help from him?
That Mike Garvey.
Wow. Yeah, tell me. That's how you, I tell you, you guys got the setup right last night because you qualified second. But again, you had some issues with something breaking, you said.
Yes, sir. We qualified outside pole with my fastest lap ever, which is a 12.7 seconds.
Wow.
But during the race, we broke a panhard bar.
Oh, but you didn't hit the wall, and that's an easy fix, right?
It's not an easy fit.
Uh-oh. You got plans.
Yes, so, it is.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because it sounds like you'll be like me. As soon as I get off the air, back to the race shop. So I understand that. Well, Andrew, when is your next race? That's coming up at Sunny South, I believe, the 13th, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I appreciate you coming on board. Now, do you have any sponsors that are helping you out?
A couple of my sponsors are my grandpa, mm-hmm. my dad, and Russell Graphics.
Russell Graphics, yeah, they have your truck looking good. Now, let me ask you, if somebody wanted to help sponsor your truck, because you guys have got two of them next year, and I know you guys do a lot of special events like we do, take the cars out and things, how can someone get a hold of you? Is it easiest to find maybe your dad on Facebook?
You can find the racing team at badkracing.com.
Bad K Racing, and what does that stand for?
Billy, Andrew, Dave, Kim.
That is awesome. That is so cool. Bad K Racing. That's cool. Well, Andrew, we appreciate you coming on board. I love racing with your family, and I love being with you guys on the team with USFD Racing. And we appreciate, after a long night that you guys had last night, making it up all the way back over to Cantonment and getting up early this morning with us, okay?
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. This won't be the last time, Andrew. I appreciate you coming on board, okay?
Okay.
All right, there's Andrew Nolan again, and I tell you, this is the future of the sport. When you see these younger drivers coming on, that's what we like. Whether it be the Pro Challenge cars and trucks, or even at Sunny South Raceway or Deep South Speedway, Jay Wells joins us this morning, and you've got some of the young drivers also in your Stinger class over there. Good morning, brother.
Yeah, good morning, man. It's kind of like the complete opposite ends of the spectrum, a 13-year-old and then me.
Wow. Hey, I'm right with you, buddy.
Talk about a swing, brother. Yeah, good morning, Shane. How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. You guys got one of those coveted off race weekends, but, man, when you guys come back, you're doing it huge, and I can't wait because I'm probably going to be there. I got to come see the Cajun Sprint Cars.
Man, we need to get you out there, bud, especially for the Sprint Car Show, and that is next Saturday, the 7th. Yeah, we're off this weekend, but Cajun's always big on the high banks, man. They love that place as much as we love having them.
Well, let's talk about last race weekend, because you guys had a good race, and you got a good field of cars, and I'm looking on the website, and I see a lot of familiar names there.
Yeah, you know, we had to beat the rain, man. I mean, in the morning, when I left the house, it was raining so hard I couldn't see, but by the time I got to the track, it was clear. We ended up getting the show in, and the biggest winner last weekend was Nathan Ingersoll in the modified number 33. That's the Shane heating and air conditioning car. Man, he won his heat race, his feature race, and the King of the Hill race. So he pretty much swept it last weekend, and that put him in the series points lead by 3 points.
Now. Ooh, it's that close, man. Those guys. It's with Kyle, right?
Yeah, Kyle. Well, you know, Kyle had a little bit of trouble during the topless race, and took out his primary car, so he's running a backup car and having a little bit of trouble getting a handle on that car again. But, 3 points out of the lead, and we got 2 weeks left. So it's going to be a couple good battles in the modified division up there.
Man. And what was cool is you had the Super Lates back, and it was so good to see those cars out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The Super Lates really fast on that track, and the car count was a little low, but with the weather, a lot of guys didn't want to make the pull through the weather to get to the track where it wasn't raining. So, but the guys that showed up, we put them out there. They agreed to go out there on the track and put on a good show. And Joseph Joyner in the 10 was our winner. And, you looking at him in victory lane, you'd have thought he just won a 50-car feature event. I mean,
Wins a win, baby. Wins a win.
Yeah, up on the windows with the trophy in his hand and pumping his fist. And, we appreciate the guys that came out, and we sure appreciate all the fans. We had a great turnout for what started out to be a very wet day.
Well, there was a class that was starting to die down, and it was the street stocks. And now with some new rule packages and what some of the tracks around this area are doing, and you're starting to see more of them out there. But I'm telling you, we've had him on the show. He's actually said I can drive one of his cars, and I'm going to keep you to it. But Ronnie Vick does it again, that street stock, and he's got that finger pumped up in the air too, man.
Yeah, he sure does. Ronnie's a great guy, great driver, great car. Another guy that's backed by Jerry Shane and Shane Heating and Air, a big friend of racing for everybody up there. And Ronnie's got a 56-point lead now in that class, but that's not at all big enough to be comfortable.
No, you still got to work it.
yeah, you can't just lay down because you got a 56-point lead because there's 100 points available for a feature win. So that 56 could disappear in a hurry.
Another familiar car, like I said, we talked about the Stingers, and that's kind of a beginning class, but also a very competitive class over there, Deep South. 48, Brandon Allen, man, that's a good-looking car. Not many dings on it.
he runs out front a lot. Other than getting dirty, it's not all in all that bad of a shape. And again, he's the division points leader out there. So good show for Brandon again last week.
And, of course, I got to talk about our Bombers. 55, Richie Brasmer. Where's he at in the points, man? Is he, running away with this thing yet?
He's got a pretty big lead, one that is pretty comfortable. And, he was actually in the 55 last week, which is his old car from last year. His primary car, again, got a little bit of damage in an incident a couple of weeks ago. So
I can relate.
Being the points leader in a race, he drug the old one out.
Wow.
Come back.
Well, like I said, I know we got to talk about John Hartman again, this guy, and we talked about him with all the rain that we've had this season at all the tracks. I think it affects you guys mostly because you got to rebuild the track, and he has such a passion for that track. We talked about it last weekend, but Hartman's Towing, Paint, and Body, you need to go see those guys, help support them because John does so much for that track.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, as a matter of fact, he's up there right now.
Oh, is he really? Surprise!
Yeah, he's been up there for a while. We're having a little bit of problems with the grader. It's old and cantankerous. So he's coaxing it back to life. And, being a racer, he takes care of that track and makes it a surface that he would want to race on. So, it's really, really a good surface. As a matter of fact, All I've been hearing is that people are scared because it's too big and it's too fast. And,
jeez,
you know, I mean, wait a minute.
Tighten them belts, baby. Who are you?
Well, we're going to play on that a little bit. We're going to start the Ain't Scared Club. And,
I
you
heard
know,
about
become
this.
The D-South and race, you'll be a member of the Ain't Scared Club.
So. I want a shirt. I'll come out there. The problem is the bomber we're building is fuel-injected, so we can't come out there yet. But I still, like I said, I've been invited from a few people. Like I said, Ronnie, I might be taking you up on that ride one of these next couple of weeks because I love that track. That is so much fun.
We'll get you out there. I mean, I saw that you want to drive our show car, our sprint car.
I had to throw that out there.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen just yet, but we can maybe work on something. But yeah, that we also, I want to real quick, thanks to Jesse Turk. That's actually his sprint car. He lets us use it as a show ride and let us letter it up.
It's beautiful. And again, let's talk really quick. We got about 2 minutes. The Cajun sprint cars, what is this car like? Talk about the weight ratio of the motor and why we see the speeds we do.
Well, I mean, you know, in a nutshell, without getting it too technical, I mean, it's a big open-wheeled sprint car with a giant wing on the top to help in traction on the dirt. And horsepower, nobody will tell you. You know, I mean, anything they've told me is probably a lie anyway, so we won't go into that. But let's just say that it's a lot. You know, these cars are big and fast and big, meaty tires on the back and lifting the front end off the ground. Coming out of the corners.
Like a three- or two-wheel salute when they go by down the front straight.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, yeah, and these guys are used to racing close and side-by-side, even in open-wheel cars, so we'll definitely see some action out of them next Saturday.
Well, I appreciate you coming on board. We still have NASCAR to talk about, so we'll have you on and talk about it all next weekend. And make the plans now. We'll be at the track for sure. Come see you guys.
All right, buddy. I look forward to seeing you up there.
All right, that's Jay Wells again. And the Cajun Wing Sprint cars are coming to Deep South. Go to deepsouthdirt.com. Get all the information. Also, you can visit them on Facebook. NASCAR, wow, there's so much to cover in 10 minutes. Atlanta, going to be a big race weekend. And Dustin Long from MRN's got it. Ricky Stenhouse on the pole. A big feud boiling over with Felix Sabatis, the co-owner of Ganassi Earnhardt Racing, and Kenny Wallace. Really? These media guys are pushing it. Let's see what they have to say coming up. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, I've got to thank some of the sponsors on the Kane Motorsports car. We're building a brand new car. As you know, we got totaled to Five Flags. Got a little help. That's okay. We got something for you. Anyway, my wife hates it when I say that. But I got to say, we've got some new sponsors along for 2014. All 74 Gulf Coast McDonald's are going to be the title sponsor. So we're so thankful. We just also got a great new one. Dennis Aluminum Fabrication and Foley. Listen, they do custom aluminum from everything for your race cars to custom grills. And let me tell you, Gary Dennis is a friend of racing. Call him at 943-6496. Also, Pull Apart McDonald's on there, like we mentioned. Bay City Collision, Auto Painter Supply, ShareGodsPower.com, a great, powerful website there. Metro Glass and Mobile, Falsac Tires, Alabama Teen Challenge, and I tell you, Performance Graphics makes our car look really good. So I appreciate everything. As we'll have the brand new car out here next week down to Gulf Shores, and also the week after that, the Eastern Shore Center. September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and we have a lot of special kids that are going to be putting their names on the car, so we're excited about that. But now we shift gears to NASCAR and Atlanta Motor Speedway, getting into the track right now, Dustin Long with MRN, and good morning. I was talking earlier, Dustin, about some stories. First of all, Ricky Stenhouse grabs a pole, but tell us about this feud between Felix Sabatis and Kenny Wallace.
Yeah, certainly I guess if you pick guys who are going to be in the feuds, I don't know if you necessarily pick Felix Sabatis and Kenny Wallace to go off on each other like they did yesterday. And essentially it goes back to the announcement of Earnhardt Ganassi Racing that Kyle Larson will replace Juan Pablo Montoya in the 42 car next year and at the cup level. And Kenny Wallace was on a Sirius XM radio show and was asked about the Earnhardt Ganassi cars and just how good they are. And basically said, you know, in his opinion, they're not top 15 cars, and they're still, you know, if people are going to expect Kyle Larson to win races, that's not realistic, according to Kenny Wallace, because they're not winning races right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, Felix Sabatis is a part owner in Earnhardt Ganassi Racing, and he was listening to the interview and did not like what was said, and so he called in to a Sirius XM radio show later that night. And basically called Kenny Wallace a quote moron and, quote, a complete idiot. And then he also said that they felt like Kenny Wallace had a vendetta against him because of he had raced for him and Felix had fired him. So, you know, that's kind of what led to it yesterday. And certainly, and then Kenny Wallace got on Twitter and referenced Felix Sabatis, who is Cuban-American, as Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, that's terrible.
And said, did not realize that, you know, he was paying such attention to him that he could have such an influence on him.
That's the wrong thing to say, Kenny. But, man, well, let me take your personal opinion. I think Kyle Larson's a good driver, but he's raw talent. When it comes to the Cup level, I think he's not ready. That's just a personal opinion. What are your thoughts on Kyle?
Well, I think with Kyle Larson, I mean, you know, everywhere you go, you hear a lot of the drivers talk about the talent that he has.
Yeah.
And while he hasn't won a race in Nationwide yet, he's got a couple second-place finishes, and not everybody's had that success in the past. Jimmy Johnson only won one Nationwide race before he moved up, and that was a fuel mileage race. Tony Stewart didn't win a Nationwide race until he was already in the Cup level. So is Kyle Larson the next Jimmy Johnson, Tony Stewart? We're not going to know. But I think... you know, the one thing that was interesting in the Friday press conference with Earnhardt Ganassi Racing, Chip Ganassi, was that, you know, Chip tried to manage expectations a little bit and saying that, you know, people who say that Kyle Larson's a game changer, he said that kind of thinking's rambunctious was Chip's word. And, you know, they kind of talked about, you know, trying to get top 15 finishes. And again, you know, I think that with Kyle Larson, he's just got to get experience. And, you know, one of the things that they're going to do is he's going to run as many Nationwide races as possible next year.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly I expect to see him, and he's going to run some Cup races later this season with that Phoenix Racing team that Harry Scott just bought this week. You know, they announced Justin Allgaier is going to be in the car for three races, including Talladega in your neck of the woods. You know, I expect to see Kyle Larson run a few Cup races with that team later this season just to get some experience. You know, we'll find out. Let's give the kid a chance and see what he can do. I mean, everybody says he's such a rare talent that he deserves the opportunity.
Well, how about Ricky Stenhouse grabbing that first career pole?
Yeah, certainly, you know, a great accomplishment for Ricky Stenhouse. And he said, hey, look, we need to have something good happen. I mean, you think about it. Here's a guy, the two-time defending Nationwide champion who hasn't had a top 10 finish yet this season. So. You know, they get this first career pole. It's something that's good for them. You know, I feel like they've been running better of late. They haven't always had the finishes to show it. You know, Carl Edwards, his teammate, who's going to start second, said, look, you know, Stenhouse and that group, they're doing a lot of good things. And he's like, you know, Carl Edwards goes, I wouldn't be surprised if they win a race before the season ends, maybe two races. So, you know, that's asking a lot, but we'll see what happens. You know, things are starting to turn the corner a little bit over there.
Special night race starts late on tomorrow. Talk about how that's going to be a game changer.
Well, I think the game changer potentially. What people are talking about a lot this weekend is the Franken tire that Goodyear has brought out for this race, and it's a different type of tire. It's a combination. That's why the Frankenstein reference is a combination. For the right side tires, a combination of the Michigan tire and the Atlanta tire that was run here in the past. You know, look, they're running such high speed, and there's the grip level the way it is. I mean, you know, they really abuse the right side tires. So what they do is because of the high speeds at Michigan with the repave, the inner part of the right tire is I guess you can say in one sense kind of stronger to kind of withstand the extra heat. And the outside portion of the tire is a little bit more like the Atlanta tire to kind of really give more grip. You know, guys got a little bit of chance to see what that tire was like yesterday in practice. Jeff Gordon said, you know, he'll have a better idea when he runs more laps today in practice, but said, you know, boy, his car felt like he had a lot more grip than what it hadn't had at this track before. So hopefully it provides the things that the drivers need to have even some better racing, and it protects it against the extra heat that builds up with these tires at this track and this heat. Now, that being said, the tires, you're still going to come in and change four tires every time because this place is essentially as rough as what Darlington used to be. This is kind of the new Darlington. So, you know, if you... Well, I tell you what, if you come in for two tires, boy, you're either desperate or crazy, I think, is what people are going to say.
The quote. I love it right there, desperate or crazy. Dusty, hey, we got about 30 seconds here. How can we keep track of you at the track? And I appreciate it. I know you're just getting there, and you're walking right now to where you need to be. So thank you for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, on Twitter, at Dustin Long. That's just at D-U-S-T-I-N-L-O-N-G. And also at motorracingnetwork.com, where we got our stories, and I'm working on a piece on Dale Jr. This morning. I'll be up a little bit later. Just past the year anniversary of his crash at Kansas, but led to the concussion symptoms along with the Talladega crash that forced him to sit out races last year. And also later today, we'll have the announcement JTG Daugherty has hired AJ Allmendinger for next season.
Oh, I see lots of cover. Dustin, thank you so much. Again, MRN Racing Network. It's motorracingnetwork.com. Good luck this weekend, Dustin.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, thank you so much. And that wraps up the show. Thank you to all the sponsors. Go out there and see some racing tonight. The Lee Fields Memorial Race. Don't worry, Kane Motorsports will be back. Just not tonight. We're going to the Florabama. See you there.